The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you, that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" And Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Today's Old Testament reading marks a significant crossroad for the ancient Israelites. Their leader, Joshua, tells them that this is the day. The time for decision, the time for commitment has arrived. And Joshua addresses the people saying, "You've complained and cussed, wavered and waffled, groaned and groveled. But today you have a choice. You can continue to worship the gods of our ancestors, or you can step forward in faith, leaving behind the false gods of the past and saying yes to the God of Israel." It's implied that the past unfaithfulness will be forgiven, the whining and the complaining in the wilderness, all of that forgotten. It's a chance, an opportunity to claim God, to make a choice that leads to life, abundant life with God. While Joshua presents the people with a choice, Joshua's own faithfulness is clearly evident when he proclaims the words many of us know by heart. Joshua says, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." This one person's faith leads to faith for many. The people respond by praising God for bringing them out of Egypt, freeing them from slavery, protecting them in the wilderness, and then proclaiming, "We will also serve the Lord." These words from Joshua, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Those words were engraved on a plaque that hung in the kitchen of my childhood home. And the scripture served as a constant reminder that regardless of what others were doing, my family would serve God. But what does this mean? What does a life lived in service to God look like? What does it really mean to say that you and your family serve God? I love these words of scripture, but I've always longed for a little more detail, a list describing more specifically what it means to serve God in the world we live in right now. A list like that would be very helpful. You see, when we interpret the words of Joshua through the lens of the gospel, we begin to understand what it means to live a life of service to God. It means these 10 things. This is the list I've been longing for my whole life. Number one, it means be kind to yourself. Embrace the fact that you were created in the image of God. You, and that means every single one of you, you are a magnificent creature. Extend gentleness and compassion to yourself. Number two, be kind to others. All of humanity was created in the image of God. And that includes families in Syria, the Sudan, Mexico, brothers and sisters in Christ living in war-torn places around the world. Treat all people with dignity, respect, honor, and kindness. Go out of your way to be kind to others. Number three, commit to community. Invest fully in our life together here at Trinity. As Jennifer suggested this morning, join a gift group where you can be present with others in deep, meaningful ways, where you can learn that in community, when one hurts, we all hurt, and when one rejoices, we all rejoice. Number four, worship regularly. Make Sunday morning worship a top priority in your life and in your family's life. This is the most important, most life-giving, most valuable thing you can do each week. Number five, be generous. Give a portion of your income to the work of God at Trinity. Strive toward tithing, giving 10%, that biblical mandate, to the work of God. This is essential in the walk of faith. You see, we love our money, we love our stuff, we're very attached to it. And giving a significant portion of our money to God's work in the world shows ourselves and others that we love God, love our life together with God, more than we love our money and our stuff, that it is really important to us to be a part of the good things that God is doing in the world. Be generous. Number six, work for justice and peace in the world. Working for justice and peace in the world is a part of our baptismal calling. It's a part of the baptismal liturgy. Later this morning, Chris and Sarah Jo will promise to teach their son, Lewis, to work for peace and justice in the world. As followers of Christ, beloved baptized children, we are called to stand up for the rights of all people. Poor people, hungry people, sick people, people of color, straight people, gay people, transgender people, refugees, lonely people, people of different faiths. It's a part of our Christian calling to demand that all people be treated as the beloved children of God that they are. Number seven. Read the Bible, study Scripture, make daily devotions a priority. In other words, ground yourself in God's Word every day. It'll make the biggest difference in how you deal with the challenges and frustrations that every day brings. Number eight, pray. Pray every day, pray all the time, pray when you wake in the morning. Pray at a stoplight, pray while brushing your teeth, at meals, whenever you're gathered with friends. These prayers can be quick and simple. I trust you, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stay close to me, Jesus. Walk with me, Jesus. Number 9, value diversity. Jesus loved all people. That's the witness we see in the Gospels. Jesus loved the prostitutes, the tax collector, the Ethiopian eunuch, a beloved child of God whose sexual identity was in question. Jesus loved the Pharisees, the hungry, the lost, the little ones, the vulnerable ones. And as disciples of Christ, seeking to say yes to be invested in God's kingdom, we are called to love and to honor, to value and to celebrate all people. And finally, number 10, love, love, love. Love all people. Love the people with whom you disagree. Love the people who love and support you. Love your next door neighbor. Love your neighbor who lives around the world who you do not even know, but who, like you, is a beloved child of God. Spend no amount of time judging or criticizing or dehumanizing or marginalizing others. Focus your time and your attention on love, reaching out in love and kindness and grace to all of God's people. You see, Joshua lays it on the line for us today when he says, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Your presence here today is a sign of your desire to serve God. In order to be faithful to God, we need each other. We are dependent on community, these brothers and sisters in Christ who encourage us, pray for us, lift us up, help us to stand when we are sick, weary, lost, overwhelmed. Now is a great time to say yes to God. A great time to commit yourself or to recommit yourself to the life we share together in the faith here at Trinity. We need you, and you need us. We need each other to comfort one another, to bless one another, to correct one another, to challenge one another, to convict one another, so that with faith and integrity, we might all proclaim with Joshua, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Amen.